Leeds Urology Partnership on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
Now, are you a proud parent or somebody potentially trying for a baby? If so, then this may be of use to you. We're talking today about fertility and infertility as well. So here, our resident men's health expert from Leeds Urology, I have Dr. Oliver Kayes. Hello, Oliver.
Hi, it's great to be back.
We've got you on the phone today because you are very, very busy. You've got all sorts of things happening in the clinic today. So we've grabbed you and we're going to ask you a little bit about fertility. We'll start really basic. What does the word fertility or infertility actually mean?
It's a sort of it takes two to tango situation. So what we say is if you're trying for a baby and it's not happened within 12 months of unprotected intercourse, then we would say you fall into the sort of 12% of people who have problems. So 45 million couples have infertility worldwide. If you've got to 12 months and there's been no success, then usually that's the time when you start thinking, well, do we need to do some sort of preliminary test? Is there any sort of health advice we could give you just to try and boost things? 90% of couples will eventually go on and have a pregnancy within the next 12 months, and very few will need to actually come through an IVF centre like the one I work in Leeds.
So it is something that you can deal with. It's not, you know, a few hundred years ago, it would have been if you can't conceive, you know, naturally, then that's it, you can't conceive. But there are things that people can do now.
Yeah, and I think there always has been. You know, like most things in medicine, there's always been remedies and ways of looking after the problem to try and improve naturally your fertility.
Can I ask, you often hear the phrase having good swimmers or bad swimmers. Is it that literally the sperm cells can't swim strong enough? Is that why that phrase has come around?
It's a hell of a trip for a sperm to get to where it needs to go to. And that's why, with evolution and nature, we make so many sperm. So on average, a man will produce between 200 and 300 million sperm per ejaculation. But we only need one to get to where it needs to go to.
And so the odds are up, really, aren't they?
Well, it's a numbers game.
Yeah.
So the more you produce, and the better they look, and the better they swim, the higher the chances are that you can get a successful pregnancy. But that, again, it's a two to tango scenario. So female factors will always be important. So female age is a very important thing, as is general fertility status, and weight is really the big thing. So if you've got a high body mass index, then you really need to slim down to under 30, and that's both for natural conception, but no one will consider anybody for IVF until you've got your weight down to a reasonable level. So these all come in alongside the other modifiable things we talk about, which is, you know, you shouldn't be smoking, you need to keep your alcohol intake to a reasonable social level, because these do have negative effects, and drugs, cannabis has a very strong negative impact on men's sperm counts. Let's look at the positives. So things that you can do to try and boost your fertility. I always recommend every couple is on a folic acid supplement. So folic acid is vitamin B, and it's really important in the actual conception part. When an egg and a sperm meet, vitamin B seems to play a very important role. And then in the very early parts of pregnancy, it's important that women are on this as well for neural development of the embryo. And you can take that a step further. There's a number of supplements that you can buy commercially, lots of vitamins, so zinc, selenium, antioxidants. They've all been shown to improve sperm function.
Okay. What about stress?
I think stress is an interesting factor because there, psychologically, getting pregnant when you're finding it difficult gets incredibly stressful for both sides. The act of intimacy suddenly is lost, and it becomes a very functional process trying to have a baby. Now, we say try 2 to 3 times a week on average. If you are trying every day, you may be actually putting yourself at a disadvantage. And if you're doing it less frequently, then obviously you're not putting the chances in your own hands, really. So trying to maintain that intimacy and relationship and loving part of contact, and limiting the stress, I think, is important. Now, whether or not the swimmers are directly affected by these stress levels, I think that's going to be far too difficult to work out in the study. But I think the happier the couples, the easier the chance of a natural conception.
And one more question, one old wives' tale I read on the internet, that apparently you can reduce your chances of being fertile, reduce your fertility as a male, if you wear your boxers too tight.
Yeah, now this is a really important one for us. So one of the key things that we know sperm don't like is temperature. They're very temperature sensitive. Mm. If you can keep some loose clothing, try and avoid very hot environments, and this may relate to exercise as well, or sitting in the sauna, or having a laptop computer on your lap, you know, that all generates a lot of heat in the locality.
We'll get some details from you in just a second, Ollie, if anyone wants to get in touch. But I believe you have some incredible facts for us.
Well, I think some of the things that people don't realise is around, you know, what's normal. So on average, you produce about half a teaspoon of ejaculate, and that's called semen. And when we look at down the microscope, you'll see these little tadpoles swimming across. And some of them, and actually the majority of them, look abnormal. So you are allowed to have 96% abnormal looking sperm and still be normally fertile. It's important to remember that sperm can survive up to 7 days after ejaculation or inside vagina and the womb. So that's where it's important to try and match with the cycle. You want to be mid-cycle for egg release, and that will give you the highest chance. And again, there's commercial tests that can try and sort of help you work out when you're most likely to be releasing eggs.
Okay, Ollie, I think you have given a lot of information to couples out there who are wanting to try for a baby. But if they want to get in touch with you and find out a bit more, particularly for the men's side, because that's what you do at the Leeds Urology Clinic, how do they get in touch with you?
I think if you want to look at the website, there's a nice page there going through all the details of infertility. So leedsurologypartnership.co.uk. And it just sets out in kind of clear language, you know, what you can do, how you make sperm, and what are the negative and positive factors around that, and how you can get help if you're struggling.
Okay, Dr. Oliver Case, thank you very much for talking to us.
Okay, thanks, Beth.
Leeds Urology Partnership on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.